on
WNST Towson, Baltimore. Okay. I'm going to keep you around because I like you. But
thanks.
If I started jumping up on stage in the middle of you banging on drums, you'd be upset with me.
I'd throw a stick and
you would impale me in the ear.
No, I wouldn't. I'd say, come on, have some fun.
George Gondelis told the story of you hitting somebody with a drumstick and starting a fight back
Ooh,
in the
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
I probably did.
Yeah, back in the punk rock days. Scratch and sniff days. Is that true?
I can see that.
I'm sure that that's true.
It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're out here at the Beaumont and our friends at Window Nation. It is our 25th anniversary. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. You know, we haven't had a crab cake in this segment. So Gene and I are fighting over the menu. She's one of these type Dundalk. This is when Dundalk comes to Catonsville. You can't trust Dundalk in Catonsville. So they do this fried lobster tail here that the chef has worked on for a
entire life.
She has prepared this painstakingly
with incredible
precision, with delicacy.
With wonderful results, obviously.
It's unbelievable. And then Gene is coming in. Can you give me that poached? And I'm like, just take it the way she makes it.
Okay, I gave
it. It's going to be delicious.
I
How are the mussels?
Really good.
Right?
You know, last night,
how were the fried green tomatoes?
I didn't tell you last night when I got in an argument with the man at Michael's.
Oh, no.
You did? What?
Yeah,
you
Johnny was there, and Johnny told me to leave.
Johnny came?
Johnny was there,
you,
my brother.
You had a soft
and I
shell
bad.
Crab.
I had a soft crab last night at this restaurant called Michael's on Eastern Avenue right up the street from me.
I didn't have a soft crab.
My ninth grade prom, it was my prom place.
Well, there used to be called
Smitty's.
So I got a massage and I went there to see Penny, the Bart maid, and the family. They own that place, whatever, the Greek family. And I wanted to say hi to her. And I walked in and she was like, Gina, I said, you know, give me that whatever drink I normally get. What's that, Manhattan window, or is it an old fashioned? One or the other. When I go there, I get one of these drinks they make me. Anyway, I had that. And she was like, oh my God, we just got soft crabs. And Gina, you need to have a soft crab. And I, Penny, I don't think I want a soft crab. I'm not that hungry. Have one. And she said, how do you want it? I said, well, of course, I want it on white bread with lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Lettuce, tomato.
Not
lettuce,
toast,
tomato. No, on white bread.
Okay.
Wonder, preferably.
Wonder.
Yeah. Lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Soft crab.
Now, when's the last time you had that in your life?
I don't even remember because it's been such a long time.
You can't get that in San Francisco because you get those awful dungeness.
No, won't get it. So, and I haven't had one here in a really long time. She brought me, this was an explosion. It was like caviar in my mouth. It was the best thing. I don't know what to say. I'm telling everybody.
You're going back and get another one.
Oh, you bet. And I'm bringing all my friends with me because you got to go there and get the soft crab. It was amazing. Anyway, point of the story is that I'm sitting there, my brother's sitting next to me. He came and we actually had a decent conversation. We didn't fight. And there was a guy two stools down, and he was talking about killing rabbits, okay? And when he said something about, oh, well, you grab them by the ears and you skin them down, and I was like, hey, you, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that. Don't do that. This is a place where people eat. And how dare, you know, I went nuts on him. My brother said, shut up. And Penny came over and calmed me down. And then I left because it really offended me. And I went outside in the car and I cried because it really upset me to think of him grabbing his poor rabbit by the ears.
I have a rabbit that lives out in front of my house
this
every day.
Poor little angel. I said, what are you doing with a rat? I don't remember what I said, but I can imagine what I said. Of a poor little rabbit. Oh, and then you grab it by the ears and you pull the skin up. And I thought, what a horrible thing.
Chef's here. Hold on. The chef's here. Hold on.
Hi, baby.
We got to stop everything here. Hold on. I got it. Donnie, do you want the honors of the microphone or do you want the chef?
So this is the.
Hold on.
Wow.
Don't knock the water over. Don't pull a Harbaugh on me.
Nobody's going to, like,
please
knock
don't
it
knock
over
the water over here.
Oh, my God.
You're gonna spill it on my Baltimore Colts belt buckle here.
Oh, Christ.
Hi. Are you the nice lady that makes me all this delicious food?
Yes.
What's your name?
Oh, Shawnee.
Shawnee, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
All right. So I order the lobster tail the way God meant for it to be, the way you make it, with this delicious fried chickeny deliciousness.
Groove.
Well, how do you deal with picky customers like this? Like Gina. She's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. She's royalty, you know what I mean? So if she wants it poached, I guess she'll poach it.
We'll poach it.
Tell her why this is so delicious.
I'm sure there's a reason because you're making it that way, but I'm like, oh man, since I'm back in Baltimore, everybody's frying stuff and I like it you know, sautéed or something, you know.
Well, this is sort of sautéed.
It's made with like 15 love. Different herbs.
I bet it Hold is. On. I'm sure there's a reason why you do it the way you do it.
There's
babe.
A million things
right?
going on
yeah.
in here.
Yeah,
Gina,
sure.
here, I want you to have this explosion.
I'm good, and I know it's gonna
here,
it's gonna it's gonna rock my world.
Over there.
I know it's
right
gonna rock my world.
See,
okay.
well, we're the only ones on the crab cake tour eating friggin'
oh,
lobster, talking about eating soft shell crabs and hot dog, and rabbits for crying out loud. This is one of my favorite things in the world. So you get a little dip butter. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You want more? You're going to do this what you did to my crab cake at Costas? She stole my food last time we were together. I thought we were friends, but.
Okay. I mean, it is fabulous. Let's face it.
You know what I mean, right?
Thanks. Look at him.
Right? No. Yeah, no, he's going to take it. See, this is what now.
He's going to offer you back. He wants your hand, and he's going to offer
it. Shantae, you lost him. It's over.
Thank
She's
you.
Got a work dinner here. You can't have her right now. That's it.
It's very good, darling.
Well, you know what? We love Beaumont. We come in all the time. My wife and I came in Monday night, and you had lamb chops, and you had shrimp wrapped in bacon with a delicious cotija cheese and corn, street corn, right? I did not get the street corn. I wound up getting the lamb chops, and they were unbelievable. They were delicious.
Corn.
A little sauce on the side, a little peach, like peach marmalade. What is that?
Peach, white peach barbecue.
Well, you guys know what you're doing around here. Now, you've cooked at State Fair and other places, right?
Yeah.
So I bet you've made me chicken and waffles. You've made me shrimp and grits. I just don't know it. See, these are the people. I always know the bartenders in these. I get to meet the people behind the people.
Uh-huh. You don't know who really counts here.
What's the number one dish here? What's that you make the most of in the back at Beaumont these days?
Right now is the rockfish.
Oh, in
season. I love rockfish. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
in
yeah.
season? How do you do that? Capers? Anything going on there?
Like a lemon caper dill sauce.
If it's got a caper on it, I'm eating it. I love capers. Anything with capers,
Stuffed
I do.
Jumbo crab meat.
So
the, well, top with
your crab cake, describe it for our audience. Here a little bit. I've had it before. Evan talked about it being a family recipe that he had had it at one point. It's a very, very simple crab cake, right?
There's only three ingredients. About four ingredients, all jumbo lump crab meat.
I can tell you work around a stove because you're all burned up. This is the, you know what? This is the sign of a good chef right here. Come here. Come here. See that? That means she's working in a goddamn.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I get it. I get it.
Well, thanks for bringing this out, and thanks for dealing with Picky.
Baby, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. Love you. Thank you.
See that? See, now we're having fun around here.
You
now
bet.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, that was good.
Here.
That was good.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm getting.
That was beyond good.
I'm
it was
glad
pretty,
I pulled
like,
this last
incredible.
Piece out because you're going to eat it.
Oh, shut up. Uh-huh. Well, you can make kill you.
All right. So,
says, oh, that's the tail. Oh, shoot. Okay.
So, good night.
Go ahead, Daddy. Go ahead.
I want to have a little bit of fun with you.
Yeah, I bet.
Because, like,
I you want some here.
This is I have a go-go CD, all right? I was going to get you to autograph this too. But your hands are too greasy. This you're making a mess.
Honey, what do you want?
You look like Daryl Hannah in Splash eating the
right
lobster
there,
with the, I think she's just looking at
baby right
rabbit.
There. Well, that was
so,
crazy good.
Look, I have Go-Go's like, greatest hits here. Okay?
Yes, I do.
And I really want to talk to you. And this is going to be
out of here.
Where I get to be Nasty Nester, and you've had a couple of drinks, and we have some fun. All right?
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
All right, Gina Shock's here, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dundalk. We grew up in the same neighborhood. She's making a mess of the place.
I'm trying to clean up, Nester. I'm trying to make it nice, huh?
Yeah. That's what's worrying me. You're worrying me here.
Okay, I'm done.
All right.
I'm back.
So let's go through these songs
yes,
here.
Sir.
I just want you to do
it's
the word
purse,
association or whatever you
can
would
I
say.
My bag, please. I'm listening, Nester. Go ahead.
Our lips are
Thank
sealed.
You.
What
please.
Would I need to know about Our Lips Are Sealed? It came out on video. You all were beautiful. You were like fresh.
Okay.
I was 13. You guys were like 20.
We know the story about Our Lips Are Sealed, okay? I'll tell you, though. I'll go through it again.
I don't want anything that's in the movie. I want something that's not in the movie. I want something
well,
fresh.
Well, baby, it's all there. Where's the keys? Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
We got a problem. Where's Wendell?
See, this is what
you
happens when you do
keys,
live radio.
Wendell.
That's not live radio.
Honey, I think you took the keys.
No. See, this is... I'm married.
I
know
got
what this
it.
Is like.
Hello.
And every time she says they're missing, she finds them.
No.
Right. Exactly.
That's because he put them in there.
I'm in that sort of relationship.
He
20 years this week, I've been married.
He put them there.
Tuesday. We're going to see Tommy Conwell down at the beach. Rock and roll, when we do rock and roll here, it comes with, it's like Kiss or like the New York Dolls here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't do rock and roll without makeup.
I have to have lipstick at least.
You can't.
You
I mean,
know,
it's not a rock and roll show.
Nester, look, let me tell you something.
So it's funny you worry about your lips when I ask you about Our Lips Are Sealed.
Well, because I've been eating and I'm like, you need to put lipstick on.
Okay, I want to talk to you about songwriting.
What about the Art of Persuasion? Okay.
So, well, I see songwriting credits of all of you on here, right, at various points, right?
We didn't write Art of Persuasion.
I know that.
I wrote practically nothing in the band, which is like why I wrote, excuse me, when I wasn't working with the band, because it was sort of set up that certain folks worked with certain other people, and that was the way it was set up, and you weren't kind of allowed in there. And so I chose to write with other people outside of the band, and I did all right with that, because then I got stuff with Miley Cyrus and Selena Gomez. I didn't do bad.
Right.
And I was like, kind, you know, whatever. Fuck you.
Well, but at the end of the day, you were thought of as the drummer in the band.
I can always be thought of as a drummer, and I'm super proud of being thought of as a drummer, because I sing some fucking awesome beats.
Right.
We got the beat, is all I can say. When you hear the beginning of the song, you know what it is. You know, it's very simple, and it's beautiful, but you know, I'm very proud of that. So, I'm a drummer, number one. Number two, I'm a songwriter. And then number three, I'm a vocalist. I can sing as well, but, you know,
I didn't know that about you.
So,
and the way my wife didn't know John could play the drums, you got in front of the band.
Well, there you go, because in the band, it was always like a big deal about who's going to sing backing vocals. And I was like, I don't fucking care. I'll just play drums. I don't care who. You know what? I'll sing on the record, and when we play live, I'll just play drums, and that's cool with me. That's cool. But you know what? I mean, I don't have a great voice, but I do have a voice that I can express what I feel, what I think, you know, what I'm writing, and then I do so. And if folks like it, that's great. If they don't, what am I going to do? It's my voice.
Well, you're about to do an EP.
Yeah.
You did a couple of songs, including one you're very proud of, that you're going to release. I heard the song that night, and I said to my wife, this is a good song, right? And I haven't heard it again since that night.
I have so many songs that I need to record. I want to write some new stuff with my band, and I have a lot of stuff I've written. Hundreds and hundreds of songs, and I just want to get things down on tape and put them out and let you know, the general public hear them, see what they think, you know. And doing a reboot of Middle of Nowhere from the original House of Shock, where put that out there on the radio, and then a song called Smile Pretty, which is going to be out in the 28th end of July. And so I'm just doing what comes natural to me, and that is, you know, record music, put it out there, sing, play drums, write, whatever. As long as it has to do with music, I'm there. I'm happy.
Well, your big thing lately has been younger people coming out.
Well,
and mentoring, really, right?
I mean, love it. Oh,
you're at that
God.
Point in your life where you're teaching people how to play the drums.
And songwriting and much more. At this point in my life, I've done so much and in so many different areas of the business that when I meet, you know, a young artist, there's so much that I can impart to them, and they can, I think they'll benefit from what I have to say, and so I'm ready and willing to do that with certain folks that I think are ready to do something. There's a fellow named Dylan right now out of Pennsylvania that I'm me and my friend Jocko Caracco, great guitarist and songwriter. He lives in L.A., and he and I have written a lot of stuff together. And I brought him this fellow, Dylan, from Pennsylvania, and he is wonderful. I think he's could really be something, he can make it in the business, put it that way. He has what it takes. He's got an incredible voice. He's a good little songwriter. He's a beautiful guy. He's a beautiful kid. He's only like 16 or something. He's this guy's something.
Well, and the power of the internet now, the power of social media.
Yeah, I know,
media,
right?
I mean, you did it the old-fashioned way,
yes.
Right? I mean, I don't even know how. How did you get discovered?
That's beautiful.
What would you say that would, like, was there one night that just changed your life? Somebody saw you play and said.
There wasn't one night, but I'll tell you, when I went to Cali, when I went to L.A. and started playing with the band, with the Go-Go's, I sort of changed the way that those guys worked, and sort of brought in, a way to approach rehearsals, songwriting, everything to do with being a musician. Pro, right. Yeah. It was like, okay, we got to rehearse, like, you know, five nights a week. We can work during the day, but then we'll rehearse at night. They didn't. They had not done that. And that's sort of where I came from.
That was my work ethic.
And so I brought that to them, and it changed because I felt like when I first saw them play, and I thought, wow, they're not really good, but there's something about them that's special. I don't exactly know. I can't put my finger on it.
Wasn't your style of music, or was it not?
No, because I was into the whole punk scene, and it was like, you know, new wave punk scene. I was into that whole thing, and I saw them play, and they were like, they taught me something that I hadn't done, and that was how to have fun with an interaction with the audience. I was like way too serious and like so focused on just playing that I wasn't like participating in the fun aspect of being in a band, and that's like interacting with the crowd. And those girls were having so much fun with the audience, and I thought, like, wow, I need this. And they needed what I had to offer. And it was perfect. It was a perfect combination. You know, they needed somebody to come in and kick their ass, and I needed someone to come in and say, hey, have a little more fun.
Do you remember the first time that you walked in a room and
with them?
Sat behind a kit?
Oh, yeah, with the girls.
Did it feel like it was going to change your life that day or no?
Yes, it did.
They felt it,
and I felt it, because we all looked at each other and was like, oh, my God, yeah, this is right. This is the way it should be. This is like we are bringing something to the table with each other that hasn't happened before. So let's just let it flow. That's sort of the way it was. It was real obvious, Nestor, really obvious. And I remember it
well.
See,
you smile about that. You know, those are good days, right? With the new band and me being
well,
a part
how it
of
was.
Putting people together,
yeah.
How did that happen? I mean,
that,
like,
you know, when we were all
I'm
in the same
blown
room.
I'm sort of it all, like,
hey,
it worked
well,
out
come
the way
to a rehearsal. We were all in the same room, and it was like, yeah, okay, I get it. These guys get it. They get it, and they're good. I don't have to kick their ass to do shit. I just are like, you know, here's what we need to do. Let's do it. And they're all, yes. It's a nice feeling.
That's a good band, right?
Oh, because they're all pros. They're great players. They're great players. They have a lot of heart. You know, they have a lot of soul with what they're doing. You can't buy that. But they all have that. It's all there.
Gina Schock is our guest. We're doing the Maryland Lottery, Maryland Crab Cake Tour. That is included. That's a Maryland lobsters, fried lobster.
Oh gosh,
chicken
it was
fried.
Good. It was so yummy.
It's chicken fried lobster, delicious, dusted. They're doing mussels out here. They're doing also rockfish out here. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're at Beaumont. Go over to State Fair. You can get down to El Guapo, the basement as well. We got people in the bar here. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Schock in the house. There she is.
Yo.
We haven't even talked about We Got the Beat. So
what about it? What do you want to know?
When I think of that song, I think of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, right?
I know. And guess what? It was just on TCM the other night, and I watched it, and it was like, because it starts out with We Got the Beat.
It starts at the mall.
Oh, yeah. My God. And that and Almost Famous came on next, and I was in tears.
You're a sucker for that.
I was in tears because I looked at that kid, and I thought, that's who I was when I was a kid. All I cared about was music. I just wanted to meet rock stars. I wanted to just get all that, get everything they were putting out. I wanted to absorb that. I wanted to be that. And it never had a thing to do with gender, Nestor. Never. I never thought, they're a guy, I'm a girl. It was about the music. That's all that mattered, music.
Well, being a girl never didn't hold you back
never.
As much as 81 happened. Once you broke...
Other people thought that. I didn't think that. And that's the way the band was. The Go-Go's, like, we were just a gang of girls having a great time and doing what we love to do. And, you know, I know other folks were like, oh, they're women or they're girls, whatever. And, you know, the business is not used to that. Oh, there haven't been any girl bands that have really been highly successful. And we never thought about it because we just loved what we were doing. And we're like, I hope y'all catch on to this. So.
Oh, it didn't take long.
That's true.
Well, I mean, watching it from afar, and I see these songs, and I mean, when I think Vacation, I see the video, right?
Yes.
And the video was kitschy and weird and funny and surfy and...
We did that video at the Chaplin soundstage on La Brea. Charlie Chaplin soundstage.
She didn't really do it out on the water.
No. That was all recorded. I think Mick Haggerty, the dude that directed it, Mick and... what's the other fellow's name? I need to be like...
you need to have Wikipedia in front of you.
Mick and... they went to like the Florida Everglades. They recorded these girls that were flying around on skis and... We use that. And the whole idea came from our manager, Ginger Canzanari, at the time. She was just a friend of ours and became our manager. You know.
And that was just, we're going to do this funny waving.
Yeah.
Like,
Ginger's
fake
idea.
Surfing.
And she was great. Yeah, it was a great idea.
You know why it's a great
idea? She had a postcard, Nestor. She had a postcard of these five women doing this sort of a pose.
In pink tutus, kind of?
Yes. And she was like, oh, what about this? She brought it to Mick Haggerty and the other dude, and they were like, yeah, we like the idea. And so we followed it.
You know what makes it great? That 40 years later, I still talk about it. And you probably don't talk about it much, right? People don't ask you about it ever. But when I think about your band and that
people
era...
People ask me about it more than I think about it, that's for sure.
Well, this is how I consumed it, though, Gina, right? I mean, I'm home on MTV. I'm 15 years old, and there are these five pretty girls, and they had a couple of hits, and one of them's from Baltimore, and you opened for the Police. You're opening for these bands at that time, and then you did your own thing.
Yeah.
Then you're in the movie soundtrack.
Well, we opened for the Police, and at the end of that tour, we took 2 weeks off, and then we came back and played all the arenas that we had opened up for them, and that was kind of cool.
Went back to the same.
Went
but
back
you had the
to Madison
dressing,
Square Garden,
but
and,
you had
you
the
know.
Big dressing room.
Yeah,
except
we had
small.
The big everything. Yeah, that was cool. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
And what's a beautiful thing is that all these years later, I can still go back, maybe not play the biggest venues, but go and play at venues where people go nuts over these songs. And it's a beautiful thing. They love what we do. They love seeing us play. And I hope we get back and do some stuff. But in the meantime, I'm happy to be talking about this band and talking about what I'm doing at this particular time in my life. Because I'm having a great time. And I owe it all to the Go-Go's. Once again, I thank the Go-Go's for everything. But my band, House of Shock, is so badass.
They are.
And we have some goddamn good songs. And
you
so,
keep messing your hair up instead
I'm
of fixing
sorry,
it.
Like,
you're messing
itchy.
It up, not fixing it up.
I can't have
and I want you to look good. You know, it's important to me. I'll say this.
Hair.
Last year, I was not prepared for you to come in at Drug City. Then
Drug
at Costas, it was Christmas. And it was I was doing a lot of George and Joyce were there.
Yeah.
John. And scratch and sniff and all that. So I didn't talk any like Go-Go's with you at all about any of this. But in the last, I told you, you show up because of our relationship and because Google hears everything I say and whatever.
Yeah.
YouTube, you show up, stuff with you and the band, interviews, old video stuff. But the one thing that showed up that I spent my half an hour doing was the night you went in the Hall of Fame. I went back and watched that front to back, you guys on stage, the energy you brought. You giving the count for We Got the Beat in the beginning. And I thought, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Nestor, that whole night is a big blur to me.
You haven't gone back and watched it yet?
No, I haven't. But
you should.
I mean,
it's good.
The whole thing was so, it was very surreal. I don't even remember playing those songs. The adrenaline was pumping so hard, I felt like I was going to pass out at any moment.
It looked a little bit like that. You looked very frenetic. You looked amped.
I looked dead because I felt like I was going to pass out. I couldn't believe that was happening to me. Because I'm a kid from Dundalk, from Baltimore. I'm a kid from Dundalk.
Right on,
and
right
you know what?
On.
And that happened, and I was like, oh, my God, this is really happening. All my dreams really have come true. I can't believe this shit. It's unbelievable. Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful.
See that? You got to get the chilies back. All right, we're going to end the show on that. I made her happy. Gina Shock,
oh,
the House of Shock. You can find all that stuff. She's got a book. Go buy it on all things.
This is awesome. I love
this
that.
This is really
I'm
cool,
very,
too.
Very happy to be a part of that.
We talked about this in the last segment. Preserving Your Memory magazine.
Oh, I pulled that
has
up
done
here.
A piece
it's because I look
Gina.
Good on that. It's because I look good. That's why I
the Go-Go's drummer. So I'll put it here. The Go-Go's drummer. Yeah, I'll do that right there. Pause her music career to take care of her parents. And it's some real important information here about Alzheimer's, about dementia. My father had dementia at the end of his life. My mother, she looked at me an hour before she died, sharp as a tack. And I was with your drummer, John Allen, the night my mother died. He and I had tickets to see Tesla at the Fillmore.
Oh,
I left
Jesus.
My mother. I knew she was going to die at some point very soon. I left her with her family, and I said, I'll be back in 5 hours. I'll spend the whole night with you. I'm going to spend the whole night with you. And she blinked at me. She knew what I was the only one that could understand her at the, at the last day of her life.
Yeah.
She died, and I was with John. John and I had just ordered a beer, and my text went off, and we stopped everything. I ran back up. I was back in Baltimore 30 minutes. And it was just, you know. But like there's something about it that none of us are prepared for, ever.
Oh,
right?
You'll never be prepared for it, no matter how much. I mean, like I said, I talked to a psychiatrist for, like, you know, a decade to deal with my parents passing. And in the end, when it happens, there's nothing you can do to prepare for it.
You need time.
Yes, and it's grief is a weird thing, Nestor. It's I don't even know. Whatever. That's
comes
a whole
and goes.
Other thing.
Comes
yeah,
and goes.
It doesn't. You don't know what to even make of it, except to just. You know, go with it, and yes, it is a wave.
It's like, a wave,
and life is this. Life is that wave. You know,
I'm going to wave over to the bar and have a drink with you.
Go ahead, baby.
We're going to end this.
All right,
Donnie, we're ending this. Did we do okay today?
Yeah, I think we did all
you
right.
Guys, great. Don- we got Gina
Shaw. Hold on. I'll put your headset. You started the show here, man. So you know, his grandfather was the head coach of the Colts Super Bowl V, the only Super Bowl that the Colts ever won. Don McCaffrey, McCaffrey's here, and so. The lobster, she ate it the right way, the way you wanted it made.
Gina wanted it in her way, and I said, oh, well, we'd happily do that, but I'm glad you enjoyed it our way.
I did.
Honestly, it's the Beaumont.
We're just super honored to have a rock star. I usually reserve that compliment
something's
for
burning.
Like...
Yeah, are
oh,
you?
It's our smoked
oh,
old
smoked
fashioned.
Old fashioned. You're smelling.
Oh my God, I got worried. Okay, go ahead.
You thought it was a fire.
No, I was going
to
say.
We try and live on the edge of our seats around here, right?
I love
you know,
that.
Like,
in Dundalk, we call the fire department.
Yeah.
The fire department's right here, though. They come put it out. It's my Baltimore Colts belt buckle.
Oh my God!
You know,
so
I screwed up with you today.
This almost brought me to tears today. I had a lot of other things nostalgic. That is the one thing that brought me to that.
Oh my God, it's so cool.
Nestor, and did you see Nestor's belt buckle earlier? He's got his Cars buckle
so
on.
So I wore the Cars belt buckle for you today. I wasn't thinking to wear the police belt buckle.
I mean,
this is my Cars buckle, you know? So,
oh my God. You know what? I met everyone in the band. I actually hung out with Elliot Easton. Like, he's a sweetheart.
Mike.
Okay, so anyway, wait. So they
touch
came to see us play. Oh, this could go on, you know.
Yeah, all right.
They came to see us play at Boston Gardens. Rick Okasek and the whole
oh
group.
He's
whole
from
bunch.
Baltimore.
I know that.
Yeah.
And it was really great. We sold out Boston Garden. This was in, I don't know, whatever. And they were so lovely, and Rick was great. And I really looked up to them because I thought their songs were incredible. They spoke big in the 80s about what was going on lyrically, and the music was so good. And
we still listen to it. That's how
and
good it
yes,
is.
Of course. I
but
can't believe it. He's
speaking
dead.
Speaking big in the 80s, though, like the Go-Go's. I mean, come on. Like,
yeah, he's like a fanboy,
like,
you all.
Okay,
I already fanboyed her, man.
I mean, yeah, this is like, I'm talking to a whole
I just want to autograph my CD cover.
I mean, Hall of Fame rock star drummer.
Anyway, but you know, so those.
Yeah.
I was excited to meet everybody in the Cars.
I mean, the Cars are.
I thought they were wonderful. I was a big, big fan.
I still am.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Richmond High, Life in Stereo, and the pool scene. Everybody knows the pool. She doesn't care about the pool scene. He knows about the pool
scene. Yeah, what's your name?
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
Yes.
So I used to hang out with Phoebe and a friend of hers, which I
you got to be kidding me.
No, in New York City in the 90s, we all hung out together.
Oh, my God.
That was just when she married. That was when she just married, what's his name, Kevin? No, the comedian. A comedian. He was.
Well, he wasn't me.
Fucking help me! No, help me, guys.
I can't help you.
Who's,
I don't
who's
know.
She married to?
God, I have to Wikipedia
just, wait,
now.
She had just
who
married
who is Phoebe
him.
Cates? Me in my dreams.
No,
I know.
No, Phoebe Cates
and,
is still
and,
with
and,
him.
And
Kevin.
And Ben Orr is singing Life
Kevin,
in Stereo. Phoebe Cates, American actress.
They're still together. They've
hold
been together
on.
Forever and ever.
Hold on. I'll find out.
So anyway, Phoebe and
right.
her best friend, who was my friend, we all hung out in the 90s.
That is so wild.
In the city.
In the city. Well, the city back when the city was rock, you know.
She married Kevin Klein.
That's
from
thank
the
Kevin
you.
Klein.
I wanted to say Kevin. I said Kevin. Did I say Kevin or not?
He's a bigger star
you
than
said
you.
Kevin a couple times.
Kevin
I got
Klein.
You.
There you
I couldn't
go.
Think
all
of his
right.
last name. He's so good looking, too. They are a perfect couple together. So he saw that scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High and was like, I'm going to marry her.
Yep.
So, you know,
as we all did, you know.
What? Come on. That was quite a shot. You know, her getting up out of the pool. Right.
I don't know how the hell I got here. It's a Cars belt buckle.
Oh, my God.
Phoebe Cates in the
okay.
pool that led to her drum beat. Your drum
so,
beat. Her drum is the beginning of the movie. Literally, Fast Times at Ridgemont High begins
yes,
with
right
just
here.
You.
So, anyway.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
We used to hang out in New York City quite a bit. It was
that
fun.
Is so
can we
cool.
take a break so we can go drink? I want to be done
yeah,
with
yeah, yeah.
Can
come
we be
on,
done
come
with
on,
the radio?
I love you guys, and yes.
For being wearing purple, these folks are going to get Maryland Lottery Instant Scratch.
Oh,
August 3rd, we're going to be over Costas. August 4th, we're at Drug City. It's going to be my 25th anniversary, but it kind of feels like it started here with you today. Kind of like,
That's so lovely.
I mean, I'm blessed to be here. You
I'm
know,
in
I mean,
anniversary mode. You know
lovely,
what I mean?
Lovely,
you got
lovely.
Gina Schott, hear me, listen. We got royalty.
Okay.
Oh, you're such an
I'm
angel.
I'm out of here.
You,
I'm shutting this stuff down before somebody dumps a drink on it. Gina Schott from the Go-Go's. Don's here. They're dropping the mic very loudly on the air. And we are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Hugs and kisses and the Go-Go's and Baltimore Positive.